going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We've got boots on the ground. Crowder is in Green Bay. Zach Gelb is in New York City. Before we talk to him, reminder, WQAM's Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, is back Friday, May 9th. It's our second one. We did it a few months ago. Gelb, any chance you can be in town on Friday, May 9th? What if we fly you in for Whiskey Stars and Cigars?
I could be interested. Right. I'm going to Vegas next week. So Vegas then into Miami would be something. I'm just going to go to all the clubs there and just be like, hey, do you know Channing Crowder? You guys know him? Familiar
Crowder's
with him?
Crowder's going to fly you in. He's going to fly you in.
Are you getting the club? I'll bring you down on Frontier. You ever flew Frontier?
Yeah, that's a no. Frontier and Spirit. They charge you to breathe on those flights. I'm out.
When someone asks, have you ever flown Frontier? They literally mean, have you flown it? Because when you buy a ticket, you have to fly the plane. Anyway, the Whiskey Stars and Cigars event number 2 is Friday, May 9th. Tabacón at Plantation Walk. The entire QAM staff will be out there. You can enjoy whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. And it is free. But space is limited. So if you want to join us out there, you have to RSVP right now at WQAM.com and reserve your spot. Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Tabacón Plantation Walk, presented by Ed Moore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks, and online at edmooresawgrass.com. Zach Gelb hosts afternoons nationally on the Infinity Sports Network, and he comes to us from the WFAN studios every Wednesday in New York City, home of the Knicks, who got embarrassed by the Pistons
at
Madison Square Garden the other night. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Are New Yorkers getting a little bit nervous that this season is going to end the way all other New York Knicks seasons end?
Well, I will say there was a lot of pessimism going into this postseason, and a lot of people were like, Tom Thibodeau's job is on the line, which if they don't get out of the first round, I think that is a fair assessment. If they do get out of the first round, I don't care what happens up against Boston. When you've won back-to-back 50-game seasons for the first time since Pat Riley was coaching this team, I have no problem bringing back Tibbs if he gets out of the first round. But I kept on saying to people, I don't even think Tibbs should be the guy under the spotlight, even though he is. It should be Mikal Bridges because they gave up all these first-round picks for him, and he had 0 points in the fourth quarter and had a chance to knock down a three at the end that would have tied up the game, even when the Knicks were getting outplayed through that contest. So Tibbs and Mikal Bridges are the two people taking the most criticism right now.
And Gelby, I've said it. I've never liked Cat. Karl Anthony Towns, I've never thought he was all-star like that. He whines too damn much. He's loosey-goosey bodied. Is he a championship piece? Because he hasn't won anywhere.
I think right now when you look at the Knicks, I like Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson as a duo. They made the big move for Mikal Bridges. A lot of people thought that those assets were going to be used to get Devin Booker. I've had one person tell me, like one national talk show host, which you guys know very well, Bill Ryder, hey, KD is a legitimate destination. for the New York Knicks this offseason. Then Ian Begley, who covers the team on a regular basis, says he doesn't think it's very likely that they go get KD. So it will be curious if they do go out early, how they try to pivot and make a big move, because this core is good, but there clearly is a separation right now between them and the elite teams. Like, they're very good, but they didn't get a victory this year up against the Cavs, the Thunder, or the Celtics, who right now are the three best teams in the NBA.
Cade Cunningham, though, the best player in that series?
I would still go Jalen Brunson. I think Cade Cunningham has star potential, and he's been magnificent this year, and he was awesome in game two. And I know some Knicks fans are getting a little bit critical of Jalen Brunson because it was basically everything on him or nothing, and they compared a little bit to Carmelo Anthony. But with how clutch Jalen Brunson has been really the last few years going back to Dallas, I would still say Jalen Brunson's the best player in the series.
We've got Heat-Cavs game two tonight coming up. And
should I be a jackass, by the way? If the Heat lose, like Solana the other night, he, like, tweets me after the Knicks lose with just, like, some gif. And then I responded back with a baseball gif because the Mets won that night. And I knew what Solana was talking about. So if the Heat lose tonight, I'm not a jerk. I'm not a bad guy. But do I stoop to the level of Solana, the slummy level of Solana?
No, wait. But it's completely different. The Knicks are expected to win, and they're at home. The Heat,
according to Solana, the Heat are expected to win the championship every year.
They're playing the one seed in the East. They're on the road. They had to win two road games. I was going to ask you this. If the Heat get bounced in four, let's say they get swept, was still a successful season, wasn't it?
Who cares? Once Jimmy Butler decided to act like a pain in the ass,
that's my point.
The season was over. Yeah.
So the fact that they are in the first
through
round.
Through the play-in, fair. Yeah, it's right? Fine. Whatever.
You give them puncher's chance to, I'm not going to say win the series, make it a series against Cleveland.
I think the farthest the thing will go is a gentleman sweep in five. So maybe Solana gets an extra paycheck for a game five. That could be a possibility.
I hope so.
And the Cavs, it's still the Celtics, right? Even though the Cavs looking good, it's still the Celtics out the East, correct?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I would say so, yes, with the Celtics. I would still pick them until someone takes them down. I respect the heck out of Cleveland. I love Kenny Atkinson and the way that they could shoot that three-point rock, but it just feels like the Celtics will get there. And it's not just because of inexperience. And I know Donovan Mitchell's been around, but you know we know what the Celtics have done winning the championship last year. That's not the reason why I'm not going to pick them in terms of the Cavs, because I look at the Western Conference, OKC. If they don't get to the NBA Finals this year, that's disappointing. They should get there. West,
are you watching what they're doing and saying they're that good? Or are you watching what they're doing and say, I don't know, we can't judge them based off what Memphis is throwing at them?
They're that good. They've been that good all season. And they should get there to the NBA Finals in a Western Conference where we don't even know who's going to win between the Clippers and the Nuggets. Timberwolves and the Lakers, both of those teams have flaws. And even though I anticipate the Golden State Warriors to take care of business up against the Houston Rockets, and I like them going in, not just saying that after game one, I would still favor OKC in that series. So there's a lot of experience that we just mentioned, championship experience. And, you know, a little different conversation with the Celtics and the Cavs. That's not the case in the Western Conference. If the Thunder don't get there, I will be thoroughly disappointed with them.
I don't know if the Clippers are going to make it out of the first round. I don't know. But I watched Kawhi the other night, and it was unbelievable.
Mysterious.
This guy, Sam Quinn, he covers the NBA for CBS. Yeah. I'm sure you've seen him. He has such a great tweet. He said, "I truly don't know what to do with Kawhi in all-time rankings. His peak is like, quote, what if Kobe was bigger and made more threes, but at the same time he scored fewer NBA points than Antoine Walker?" And it's like, yeah, I don't know. At his peak, two-time finals MVP, he could be considered a top 10, 15 player of all time, but the longevity probably just isn't there.
Huh? Name was Zion.
Now, hold on. I'm going to cook here, Hawk, for you. And I just thought of this in the moment. So let's stop with the Zion bullcrap. And maybe Crowder can relate to this, a single Crowder. Kawhi Leonard is that girl that you see like every month, and then she goes away and she doesn't live in the state. But when you see her, the nookie time is absolutely awesome and you love everything about her. That's Kawhi Leonard. Because when he shows up, he slayed the Heat. He slayed the Warriors, and he has had some good individual moments with the Clippers. The problem is he's always injured, and he's usually not available. But when he is there and he is present, you are having a good time. That is my sexual analogy for one Channing Crowder that I know.
Are we talking about Kawhi or Zion here, though? Because you could interchange the names there and come up with the same exact resume.
Yeah, well, Zion probably has a few girls like that as well, if we go back to that Mariah Mills stuff from last year.